This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and I'm at Lincoln High School here in San Francisco. And joining me are Valerie Ziegler, who is the coordinator for something called a Green Academy. She's a social studies teacher. And also with me is Hannah Burke, who is the education coordinator with the Pulitzer Center in Washington, D.C. The Green Academy, Valerie, what is it, and how did it start?
Great. So thanks for asking. The Green Academy is a three-year program for students that are interested in learning about environmental issues as well as potential careers in environmental issues. And it started because students came to me and they saw an overlap between what they were learning in their social studies classes and what they were learning in their science classes. And it was a real epiphany moment for me that we should put these things together. And so we were able to get, at the time, funding from the state of California to run this career program. And now we're funded by the SFUSD and the Career Technical Education Department. So our mission is not only to educate the students about climate change, to engage their passion about addressing the issues, but really to also open their eyes to the career possibilities that exist in the sector.
So green is a good color, isn't it? And how did you happen to choose this as the topic? I mean, climate change.
What we noticed was that not only were the students really interested in it, they were impacted. And so the students come to me with, you know, the air quality in my neighborhood concerns me. I notice trash. And a lot of this generation, they've been doing this since they were kids. They've been composting, they've been recycling, they've been having these conversations. And so that was one real driving force, is that there's a passion for our students in San Francisco to address these issues. The second piece that really spoke to me is this is where the jobs are. You know, and as we prepare students for the future, this is really where we see a lot of growth potential in careers. And it could be in a solar panel installer, it could be in a green architect, it could be in a photographer that addresses green issues. So we really wanted to open their eyes to all the potential careers out there that also meet their passion. And activism. A lot of students have really become activists for the cause as a result of being in our program.
So do you see an impact at all in a very tiny way on how kids act in school and recycle and are aware of this? I know, for example, if they go on a field trip, what kind of stuff do they take with them?
We see the impacts in so many different ways. You know, this weekend was the Global Climate March, the Rise for Climate, and we had lots of SFUSD students there really speaking up and bringing their voice. Our students last spring were involved with Supervisor Tang's office in trying to get the plastic straw ban. And that came from them saying, this is crazy. We see straws in our lunch and nobody's using them. They're ending up in the trash. We need to take that kind of action. We are lucky enough to go to field trips across the city and do habitat restoration. And, you know, the kinds of things that they think about are, what is my impact? What am I buying? And when we have guest speakers, sometimes the students will raise their hand and ask questions, you know, what is your impact? What are we doing to our environment? And so they really sort of push back sometimes and such wonderful ways that I can see their brain has really turned on to this environmental justice and that we need in our communities.
And when you talk about guest speakers, I'm going to speak a little bit with Hannah with the Pulitzer Center, because you have a unique program where you spread the word about outstanding research.
Yes, we do. So the Pulitzer Center is a nonprofit journalism and education organization, and we bring journalists who have done reporting that we've supported on international underreported stories into schools. We take their reporting through our curricula that we develop as an education team and our online digital components, and we also bring the journalists physically into schools as we have at Lincoln High School here today.
What do you have on climate change? It's the big topic.
Well, we have a wealth of reporting on climate change and more forthcoming, but one of the largest stories that we've done most recently is called Losing Earth, a piece in the New York Times Magazine that took over an entire issue in early August by writer Nathaniel Rich and photographer George Steinmetz. And that piece is about the decade of 1979 to 1989, when we had a special opportunity to solve the climate change issue before it became particularly politicized, and we failed. So it's an article about exploring human nature, exploring what it might take to summon the political will, and our education arm is developing curricular materials surrounding that and helping students engage in what lessons we can learn from that period of time and how we can better communicate climate change in the future.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. Joining me are Valerie Ziegler, who is with Lincoln High School. She's a social studies teacher, but she also is the head of the Green Academy, something quite exciting. And Hannah Burke, who is the education coordinator for the Pulitzer Center. So Valerie, you've sort of doing what everyone says we should be doing in education, and that is you don't learn one topic here at 9 o'clock and another topic here at 2 o'clock and not make the connection between how they relate to each other.
Absolutely. You know, the goal of our program is that the students stay in what we call a cohort. So they are together in several of their classes, and that's very intentional. So they are together in their English class where they are, you know, reading literature that coordinates to what they're going to talk about later in their green engineering class or in their politics class or their economics class. And, you know, that's very intentional on our part to see those connections, to understand how we don't learn things in isolation, especially in the environmental movement. If we look at the work that the Pulitzer Center is doing, they created these lessons that cover all of these curricular areas. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is to have students see that there's so many connections between different content areas.
So what have students taught you about this new program?
Yeah, it's been really wonderful. I grew up in Kentucky and in a part of the country where we didn't really talk about environmental issues. And so when I came to San Francisco, there were so many things that were new, and that these students have been talking about composting and vermiculture and worms since they were kindergartners. And so it's been really exciting for me to learn from them about how these things have been woven in their education since they were young. I also have been empowered by the activism that comes out of students. When they get passionate about an issue, students in San Francisco, you know, don't just complain about it, they really do something. And so we've had a number of opportunities to really talk about issues, and the students come to me with ideas like, we should go to elementary schools and talk about this. And we make it happen because it's driven by their passion. And so that's what keeps us going with the program is their passion and their interest.
So this is really quite a unique program. And if you were going to be giving some advice to another school that says, oh, I'm listening to this, I think that's pretty cool, what should they do?
Well, there are other programs. Galileo has a wonderful program that is doing similar work, and they work with the Chrissy Field Center, and the same thing with Mission High School. And what we all have in common is that we aren't doing it in isolation. We're using our community. So there are so many partners in San Francisco that we work with. We work with the Department of the Environment. We work with SF Park and Rec. We work with the PUC. We work with the National Park Service. And those collaborations are really what make us able to expose students to all of the careers. They're able to allow us to get out of the classroom and really do a lot of the work that we're doing. Even as simple as we have a solar reservoir across the street from our school. Right there is an opportunity for students to not only learn about how solar power works, but learn about our city and to learn about careers. And so it's those collaborations that are really important to our program.
So, Hannah, I know that you've got lesson plans, and people will say, lesson plans, show me where, tell me why, how.
So we have a full curriculum on the Losing Earth project on our website at pulitzercenter.org/NYTClimate. It includes, as Valerie mentioned, cross-disciplinary lesson plans. So there are activities for science communication. There are activities for writing and critical thinking. There are activities for visual arts students and many different ways of communicating this issue, as well as activities that will help students to take action within their own communities and understand themselves both as part of a global community that is impacted by this issue and as part of a local locus that needs to take action for their own sake. So our curricula is all available online, and we also have a robust Skype program where we can bring journalists digitally into classrooms as well as in person in cities where we have a presence.
So one more time, tell people where they can get this information.
That's pulitzercenter.org/NYTClimate.
And so if you can't remember that, you just go Pulitzer Center and say climate and you'll find it?
Absolutely.
What a tricky way of doing it. This is Carol Kosovar looking at education. I'd like to thank Valerie Ziegler, Lincoln High School social studies teacher, head of the Green Academy, and Hannah Burke, who is the education coordinator of the Pulitzer Center, that has lots and lots of great resources for teachers and students. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.